Hello, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Christopher.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. I'm Jeffrey.
Oh, you're Honey Boo Boo today.
No, I'm not Honey Boo Boo, but that's who we are talking about again. This is day two, and in day one, we learned about Honey Boo Boo, otherwise known as Alana Thompson, and she is a young girl, not even 10 years old, but she tries to win beauty pageants.
Now, I know Honey Boo Boo has a unique name. She's called Honey Boo Boo, correct, by her mother?
Yeah, her whole family calls her Honey Boo Boo. Now, and really now, the whole world does because she has her own TV show.
Now, my quick question is, does everyone in this family have a unique name like Honey Boo Boo?
No, they are really just called by their normal names, but Honey Boo Boo is really a special girl, so she deserves a big special nickname.
Oh, well, I'm excited to learn more about Honey Boo Boo.
Reading.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. To understand why Honey Boo Boo and her family act the way they do, you must know that they are proud rednecks. As proof, they enjoy the summer by attending the Redneck Olympics. This event calls on Southern Georgia's most talented folks to bite pigs' feet and jump in mud pits. After their fun in the dirt, Honey Boo Boo and Mama June know it's time to step up their game for the rock star pageant. In this competition, Alana will perform in the role of Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Forget the fact that Alana seems to think she will be one of Santa's elves. There's no time to fuss over details when there are dance classes and etiquette lessons to attend. With all their local charm, Honey Boo Boo and her family supply plenty of surprises and unfiltered honesty. Whether it's passing gas or wrestling in the yard, they're not afraid of showing their true colors. To take a peek into their world from a safe distance, tune into TLC's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
All right, so today's article has a lot of vocabulary to learn, so let's get started right away. To understand why Honey Boo Boo and her family act the way they do, you must know that they are proud rednecks. Okay, now, a redneck, it's usually an offensive term, but it's to use to describe low-income people who might not have the best education, and they're usually from the rural American South.
Yeah, you could think of a redneck as someone who lives out in the country. They live a pretty simple life. They like to go hunting. They like to drive a truck. They don't know a whole lot about the larger world.
Yeah, they might like mudbogging, which is driving in mud.
That's right. Well, let's hear a little more about being a redneck. So, as proof, they enjoy the summer by attending the Redneck Olympics. So, the sentence begins as proof. Now, proof is or are the facts or documents that are used to prove, to show something is true. For example, the police officers used video footage as proof that the thief broke into the department store. So proof will show that something is true, and you have to be a true redneck to take part in the Redneck Olympics.
That's right. Now, by attending is highlighted in your text, and attend means to be at an event or go to a place. For example, I'll attend Marcy's wedding this weekend. So the Redneck Olympics, it sounds pretty crazy, and I'm assuming it's not at all like the normal Olympics.
Well, it's the Summer Olympics, so do they have running races and typical Summer Olympic events like basketball and things like that?
Well, let's find out. This event calls on Southern Georgia's most talented folks to bite pig's feet and jump in mud pits. Oh, that sounds like...
That doesn't really sound like my idea of how to enjoy the summer.
Well, I mean, I guess jumping in a mud pit is like the long jump, right?
Okay, yeah, it's, but you end up in a pile of mud.
Well,
and,
maybe the distance that the mud flies from your jump is how
well,
you
actually,
pick a winner.
Well, actually, in this particular event, this competition, you really just fly down into the mud face first. So it's a little bit different. But anyway, these folks really enjoy it. Now, folks are people, especially a particular group of people. So, for example, your folks could be your parents or people in a particular town or region like Southern Georgia. For example, many of the folks in this town have jobs in the large factory.
Ah, that's a good example. Here's another thing. Folks is used generally to address a large group of people, and it's kind of considered a friendly way of addressing them. The U.S. President Barack Obama does this at many of his rallies. He'll say, folks, and then he, you know, does his speech.
Yeah, okay, so it's a nice way to talk about a group of people. All right, so the Redneck Olympics sounds like just a ton of fun, I guess, if you're into that, into pig's feet and mud. But let's keep going with the article, because after their fun in the dirt, Honey Boo Boo and Mama June know it's time to step up their game for the rock star pageant.
Okay, now step up one's game means to make something more effective to improve one's speed, skill, or etc. in an effort to win, like a competition, game, or event. But it's also our shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break and check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Come check out our new cafe.
Buy one, get one free on coffee and green tea lattes right now.
Not many people seem to be coming inside the cafe.
I know. We really need to step up our game somehow.
Step up? We don't have a ladder or anything to step on.
To step up your game means to improve your performance.
Oh, I see. Step up one's game is... 是更上一层楼.
That's it. We have to step up our advertising game if we want more customers.
I know how we can step up our game.
How?
I'll step up onto a box and yell. That way, everyone can see us.
Yikes.
All right, that was great. So if you are in the middle of a game and you think you're not playing very well and you really want to win, you need to step up your game, right, Chris?
That's right. And I'm going to step up my game right now and teach you all a lot of things.
All right, go for it.
Okay, in this competition, Alana will perform in the role of Elvis, the king of rock and roll.
Yeah, Elvis, he's a really famous singer from America.
That's right. Forget the fact that Elena seems to think she will be one of Santa's elves. Okay, now, the Santa's elves are these small creatures. They look like people, but they have pointed ears, and they help Santa prepare for Christmas.
And so Alana must be confused, because all little kids know about Santa, but, you know, Elvis actually died many years ago, more than 30 years ago. So a lot of little kids might not know about Elvis, but who was real, but they do know about elves, even though they're not real.
That's
but
right.
She must have gotten confused, because if you hear the word Elvis and the word elves, or read them, I'm not sure whether or not Honey Boo Boo can read, but they look and they sound the same.
Yeah, the only difference in spelling is one vowel, E-L-V-I-S for Elvis and E-L-V-E-S for elves.
So she has to perform as Elvis. I guess she's going to dress up in an Elvis costume and sing an Elvis song and shake her hips, do a little dance like the King of Rock and Roll did.
Maybe she can be an Elvish Elvis. That's a tongue twister.
Whoa, okay. So to perform is to entertain people by singing or dancing, especially with music going on. Ah, so did you see the Super Bowl last year, Chris?
Yes, I did.
Great. Did you see that Bruno Mars performed during the Super Bowl halftime show?
I did, and I heard it was one of the most viewed of all time.
Yes, he's a great performer, which is a person who performs.
That's right. Now, there's no time to fuss over details when there are dance classes and etiquette lessons to attend. Okay, fuss means to become upset or excited. So there's no point of getting upset about the little details. Now, a detail is information or a particular fact often noticeable after paying close attention. So once, you know, Honey Boo Boo learns a little more, she'll get some details. She'll find out it's not an elf, but it's Elvis. Here's an example for detail. Jasmine worried about every detail of her wedding, which really stressed her out. Now, all the details of her wedding would be like the flower arrangements, the musicians, the food that you're going to serve. So these little small particular facts really made her stressed.
And Honey Boo Boo is going to need etiquette lessons, because she's supposed to be graceful during beauty pageants. But when you watch the show, here comes Honey Boo Boo. Well, she's a redneck. She's biting pig's feet. You can't do that at the dinner table. And she picks her nose. She sticks her finger in her nose, in her ears. You know, little kid stuff. But you can't be doing that in public. It's just not polite. She needs to learn the difference between her salad fork and her dinner fork, where the knife goes, how to use utensils, basically how to be polite and not disgusting at the dinner table.
So she probably uses her, you know, mud-covered hands to eat food.
Yeah, you know, really, she's just a kid at heart. And actually, she is a kid, not only at heart, but in body. So she eats with her hands. She gets a messy face covered in chocolate or cheese powder when she's eating chips.
Well, that sounds so cute. I don't know why she didn't win any beauty pageants.
Yeah, it's cute, but it's no way to win a beauty pageant.
Okay, now with all their local charm, Honey Boo Boo and her family supply plenty of surprises and unfiltered honesty. Now, supply means to provide someone with something that they need or want. So they supply plenty of surprises, which means they give people plenty of reasons to watch the show because everybody's kind of shocked or surprised. Here's an example for supply. Our school supplied us with pencils and paper for the final exam.
Right. Now, there's also this word, honesty, and honesty is the quality of being honest. So a person usually has honesty if they tell the truth. For example, Belinda's honesty is what helped her win the management position. So being honest with your coworkers can help them respect you, and you might get a good job that way. So they have unfiltered honesty. Well, this is a little bit different. Now, when you filter something, you make it clean. We would want to filter water.
Right,
make
you're
it clean
removing
and safe.
Something.
Now, you would not want to drink unfiltered water because it could be taste bad. It could even be dangerous. And unfiltered honesty kind of sounds that way, too. You know, Mama June is a large woman. And sometimes during the show, her children will talk about her and say, yeah, like my mom is real fat or something like that. Just being completely honest with no filter. They don't clean their language when they talk about their mother.
So they don't remove any information from their statements.
They just say exactly what's on their mind. And, you know, whether it's passing gas or wrestling in the yard, they're not afraid of showing their true colors.
Okay, well, I guess we should cover passing gas first, which is like farting or breaking wind.
Yes, this is air that comes from your backside.
That's right. Now, wrestling, though, wrestling is a sport where you can use your arms and legs to pin or hold another person to the ground.
Yeah, you try to grab your opponent and basically throw them down and keep them there.
Now, the question is, though, if they like the wrestling that is the Olympic sport wrestling or the kind that's televised on TV with the storylines and all that.
Well, I think it's just Southern Georgia yard wrestling. No rules, you just fight to the finish. Well, they're not afraid of showing their true colors by doing this. And your true colors means the way you really are. So even though this family is being followed by TV cameras, they're not shy. They're not afraid. They do whatever they want to do. Even if most people would look at that and say, wow, that's rude or that's gross, but it's also funny a lot of the time.
Yeah, but I would definitely say, though, being yourself is good and showing people your true colors can have its positives. I feel that if Honey Boo Boo's mother, Mama June, is allowing her to pass gas on the stage, it might prevent her from ever getting the Miss America victory.
I've never heard about Elvis Presley passing gas during a concert.
Yeah. I haven't heard that.
He wouldn't have been the king for very long.
No.
Okay, so finally, the article concludes with, to take a peek into their world from a safe distance, tune into TLC's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Ooh. All right, well, that is the Learning Channel, if I'm correct.
That's right.
So you do get to learn a lot on this channel, including things about etiquette, maybe how to properly act in public.
Well, I don't know how much we learn, but we definitely get to see Alana, little Honey Boo Boo, try to learn how to be a real lady.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that brings us to the end of today's main section. Let's go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, it's time for our For You chat question. Jeffrey, are you shy or do you feel comfortable showing who you are?
Well, with only those two choices, I guess I have to say I'm shy. Because when I'm with my very good friends, I don't filter myself. I will say whatever I want. But, you know, when I'm with older family members or young children or my coworkers around my boss, I'm very careful about what I say. How about you, Chris?
I would say that I'm comfortable showing who I am. I probably am more unfiltered around people I'm familiar with, like my friends and most of my family members. But I definitely would filter myself around my boss. And that wouldn't necessarily be because I'm shy. It's because he pays me to work for him, so I don't want to lose money by getting fired. But I think it's good to feel comfortable in your own skin.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you watch Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, you might feel better about just, you know, saying what you want to say, doing what you want to do, showing your true colors.
Yeah, because she's not shy.
Okay, that's a great reason to watch the show. Until next time, I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
To understand why Honey Boo Boo and her family act the way they do, you must know that they are proud rednecks. As proof, they enjoy the summer by attending the Redneck Olympics. This event calls on Southern Georgia's most talented folks to bite pig's feet and jump in mud pits. After their fun in the dirt, Honey Boo Boo and Mama June know it's time to step up their game for the rock star pageant. In this competition, Alana will perform in the role of Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Forget the fact that Alana seems to think she will be one of Santa's elves. There's no time to fuss over details when there are dance classes and etiquette lessons to attend. With all their local charm, Honey Boo Boo and her family supply plenty of surprises and unfiltered honesty. Whether it's passing gas or wrestling in the yard, they're not afraid of showing their true colors. To take a peek into their world from a safe distance, tune into TLC's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Vocabulary Review.
Proof. The police were looking for some proof that the fire was caused by a person. Folk. The people who live in the countryside are usually nice folks. Perform. Not many guitar players are able to perform songs without ever looking at their instrument. Detail. This drawing looks like a photograph because every detail is almost perfect. Supply. The food company supplies grocery stores with bread, crackers, and dry noodles. Honesty. The boy showed his honesty by telling the truth and admitting his mistake.